אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
20. We're reading from Kabbalah for the student.
כותרת חיוב ודרך התפשטות החוכמה. ניתן לשאול שאלות
בעל הסולם. On page 34, the teaching of Kabbalah in its essence. Kabbalah for the student, page 34, the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence. Title, The Necessity and Unfolding of the Expansion of the Wisdom. Page 34. Since the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of the revelation of the Creator, naturally, there is none more successful teaching for its task. This is what the Kabbalists aim for, to arrange it so it is suitable for studying. And so they studied it in it until the time of concealment. It was agreed to conceal it for a certain reason. However, this was only for a certain time and not forever. As it's written in the Zohar, this wisdom is destined to be revealed at the end of days and even to children. It follows that the above-mentioned wisdom is not at all limited to the language of Kabbalah, as its essence is a spiritual light that emerges from his essence. As it is written, Can thou send forth lightnings, that they may go and say unto thee, Here we are. Referring to the two above ways, from above downwards and from below upwards. These matters and degrees expand according to a language suitable for them, and they are truly all the beings in this world and their conducts in this world, which are their branches. This is so because you have not a blade of grass below that does not have an angel above which strikes it and tells it grow. Thus, the worlds emerge from one another and are imprinted from one another like a seal and imprint. And all that is in one is in the other, down to the corporeal world, which is their last branch, but contains the above world like an imprint of a seal. Thus, it is easy to know that we can speak of the higher worlds only by their corporeal lower branches, which extend from them, or their conducts, which is the language of the Bible, or by secular teachings, or by people, which in the language of Kabbalists, or according to agreed-upon names. This was the conduct in the Kabbalah of the Geonim since the concealment of the Zohar. Thus, it has been made clear that the revelation of the Creator is not a one-time disclosure, but an ongoing matter that is revealed over a period of time sufficient for the disclosure of all the great degrees that appear from above downwards and from below upwards. On top of them, at the end of them, appears the Creator. It is like a person proficient in all the countries and people in the world, who cannot say that the whole world has been revealed to him before he had completed his examination of the last person and last country. Until one has achieved that, one has not attained the whole world. Similarly, the attainment of the Creator unfolds in preordained ways. The seeker must attain all those ways in both the upper and the lower. Clearly, the upper worlds are the important ones here. But they are attained together there because there is no difference in their shapes, only in their substance. The substance of a higher world is purer, but the shapes are imprinted from one another, and what exists in the higher worlds necessarily exists in all the worlds below it, since the lower one is imprinted by it. Know that these realities and their conducts, which the seeker of the Creator attains, are called degrees, since their attainment is arranged one atop the other, like rungs of a ladder.
Questions?
He wrote here something I didn't understand, if I may. He says, we can speak of the upper worlds only by the lower corporeal branches that extend from them, or by their conduct, which is the languages of the Bible, or by secular teachings. What is secular teachings?
Physics, chemistry, various things. In short, if you have certain upper lawfulness that exists in this world before you, imprinted in the matter, then you can use all those laws that you discover in matter and look for higher up in what way it exists and it controls the upper world.
He continues, either the language of Kabbalists or according to agreeing upon names. So what does that mean?
Here he's talking not only of the laws of the still, vegetative, and animate, maybe even the speaking, but how much it changes by the work of men. The whole thing that the wisdom of Kabbalah adds to us is how the world assumes different forms and appears, reveals itself according to the work of men.
Can you say that according to that it's the result that we see in our eyes from our dissemination?
I don't see any change in our dissemination, I don't understand.
According to our ability to disseminate to the created beings, is that what affects it? Is that what he means?
I don't connect the things in this way. Let's learn it in a way that is not clothing us yet. More?
How can we depict the matter of the world, the degrees, before they are attained?
I don't know. Take an example from this world and turn the matter into spirit, into forces, and you can see the forces at work and not the outer corporeal wrapper. It will give you, it'll bring you a little closer to the truth.
Sometimes we say what we don't attain, we can't give it a name, there's no light without a kli.
Of course you won't be able to do it until you attain something, but somehow when you study in order to attain and you walk on the path in order to discover, then you need something to have that.
What is that something?
Something like depicting things, imagining them, although they are not in your attainment yet.
And then where do they awaken to a tangible form?
For example, Rav Ash would explain, this is Ucha, this is the Kutsa de Sare, this is the upper area, the lower area. He would point to his beard, and so on and so forth. The tips of the ears, the chotem, nukva de padashka, all those concepts, and he would point to his face. So, did he refer to his face? No. Rather, somehow, so we would grasp the relationship between things, he would explain it this way. What can you do? Although, of course, his description was completely spiritual. He would depict it spiritually, but towards his students, the ones who didn't attain it, because we're talking about the Osh of Atzilut. So towards us, he would point at his beard for that.
And then when the student attains it from below upwards, then where does it awaken? Where was it concealed before attainment? Where are these attainments concealed? Where are they? Where are they?
They're there all the time. You just don't attain them.
But where? What does it mean they're there all the time?
I don't know where. you know, the kind of wisdoms that exist in the world and you don't attain, where are those?
Whoever attains them.
And if no one attains them, they don't exist?
Maybe some kind of potential, or I don't know.
It's not the same. How it comes from potential to practice, that's how it is.
Another question, he talks here about the matter of language. Language is suited according to convey the wisdom. What does he mean, language here? It's what, the written words? It's what?
The explanation, the presentation.
What's the ability of an explanation to lead to attainment?
The connection between the two things. I have to explain to you something. There has to be some connection between us. I have to pass this message to you somehow. I have to deliver it to you somehow, right? This is called the tongue.
So it's an internal force that creates this clear, this connection between us?
Between one and the other. The language of connection.
So it's not the words, it's a connection.
Of course it's not the words only, and it's possible not just words, but other signs. But this is called the tongue, the language, the program of connection.
And then what happens when such a connection is formed?
Each one can understand the other.
Understand, fine, but we're talking about changing something much more significant, changing the demand's desire.
Fundamental, because by giving to one another, understanding one another, connecting to one another, we perform a fundamental change.
How? Isn't this just an intellectual change?
Intellectual, emotional means fundamental, sir. What is fundamental? That you take some matter and you break it? You do something with it?
No, on the contrary, we're talking about something that isn't on the level of this world. Changing a desire from reception to bestowal. This happens through an explanation, just like that. What's special about a Kabbalist's explanation that's different than any other wisdom?
Through their language, first of all, they awaken you with the surrounding light that they bestow to you. They also awaken you because by yourself you awaken thanks to this surrounding light. And this language is special because in it is included the system of all four languages, all the system of ten sefirot.
And we, the students that haven't reached these attainments,
it doesn't matter. Whoever hears the Kabbalist is incorporated in it to a small extent.
But I understand, but he who hears the Kabbalist students, how does he get what there is already?
He's also impressed a little bit by it. It's a spiritual matter. That's how it works, passes. You can, I don't know, your wife, I think I have never met her, but I think that you can sometimes hear from her a thing of wisdom that belongs to spirituality. Pay attention. How come she knows? Where does she know about the work of the Creator? Suddenly, tick, she says such things that it never happened to you. Well, don't say that. Never, yeah? I heard many times. It's a special thing. It's written about Abraham. Listen to what Sarah tells you. It's not simple. There, the wisdom and the work are received differently compared to how it happens with you. Compared to you, it's easier, more correct, and to the point. If it's, we'll talk about how a wife receives things from her husband. Also the language.
About form and matter. He says the same forms, but the matter changes. When we say that form is intention, but here it seems that it's not the same.
Matter is the will to receive that never changes.
But he says that the substance, the matter, changes in the worlds.
Yeah, but wherever you grasp it, that's it. You can change the form by which, according to which this form, this matter behaves.
That's the question. He says the form doesn't change, only the matter changes.
If you talk about a specific degree. That's it. The form is the outer form, how the matter expresses itself. So in each degree, it appears according to the degree. The matter itself is the will to receive, seemingly unchanging, but its intensity, its level, changes according to the degree.
Can you say that the form is the relationship between the different parts?
That too, you could say that.
Oh, Moti.
What's the role of imagination in our world? Because we can't attain it, so you can't really define it. And sometimes you give us kind of these pictures, these that we're all in perfection, we're all in adhesion. Do we need to imagine these things?
Yes. First of all, of course, if we have the force of imagination, it was given to us so we would use it correctly. So we have to use it. Now, this force of imagination is... It depends how we imagine it. It helps us read what Kabbalists say. Without the force of imagination, I wouldn't be able to imagine anything that's written here. I wouldn't understand anything. Look what he's saying. The necessity and unfolding of the expansion of the wisdom. What is he talking about? What unfolding, what wisdom, in what world, in what form, from below up, from above down? I understand. We say to a small child or to a cat, according to how much a person is complex inside of himself, refined, and feels this complexity, to that extent he could possess imagination. That's how we develop.
You said Rabashi described the corrections on his face.
Yeah, all 13 corrections of Dikna he showed on his face. Too bad we didn't have video to show.
So we need to imagine the Parzufim on the upper worlds. How different it is it than the Parzufim of this world?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
No, in terms of details, we talk about Dikna and this and that.
You know what? I'll take a picture of you. I put it into a computer. And this computer processes this form, this picture, in order to send to someone. Along the way, when he sends it, does he send a picture? No. He sends numbers.
Information.
Yeah, information in some form. So where is your partsuf, your face? Yes, no. Your picture, your likeness, no. Rather, it's transferred in a different language.
So do you have a tip how we can develop our imagination to try and imagine like a corrected state, like these definitions we have, like the Assembly of Israel and things like that?
We can't imagine the correct state because we're completely not in that imagination. But somehow, because why are we in this world? We can make certain efforts, like a little child that builds a house from blocks.
And these efforts considered exertion?
Of course. Without it, you can't reach the true work. We're coming to it. Just do what you need to do.
When you repeat that we need to stabilize everything as a system, what does that mean? Because I can start spreading with my imagination to things that I might not know about.
Why? The system is completely built in your imagination. You imagine it. You want to imagine it as a drawing, as a form, a picture of some sort. Doesn't matter. You must have it.
And what's the correct depiction, the correct image of this system? What holds the system?
The important thing is to maintain the relationships between the different parts of the picture. Let's say today we had a picture of Adam HaRishon before the shattering. We imagined it as all the parts, that they're not really parts. Yet there was such, connected to such an extent, it was one whole body. But he wasn't whole, but simply because the wholeness of the Creator existed there, and that's what connected all the parts, no one could distinguish any part from anything. Meaning there was no creature, everything was swallowed, immersed in the form of the unity of the Creator. The Creator doesn't want it. He wants the creatures to attain this unity. That's why he shatters this picture, all the parts disperse. They spread out in all directions according to the force of connection that they had, which they didn't even think about, suddenly have the force of separation that forces them to grow apart, to move apart. So what exists between them? Pharaoh. Who is the Pharaoh? Anti-creator. Now we have to come to know that this is anti and it is opposite from the correct form. And it's not the desirable form because I'm now with Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, for me now, is the good Pharaoh. 7 years of satiation. What are you talking about? It's my father. It's my dad. And slowly, slowly, as I grow, I see that he becomes evil. To such an extent that even if I grew up in his household, I sat on his lap, I wore his crown as a child. Suddenly I hate him, I want to erase him. How can that thing be? Look what's happening to me. From this picture of separation, I come to a state where I hate him, and I want only connection. This is work. We need to imagine it systemically as well.
Ken.
We spoke about language, and I wanted to ask maybe for how can we leave this lesson with a few pointers, especially for friends in the world clear who have a holiday today. What points can they leave the lesson with?
There should be only one point. We want to be connected in the ten, each one in his ten. That's it. Because just to be connected in general is very convoluted. It gives us nothing. To be connected in the ten. That's it. All the forces, we should feel that we care about the connection. Our task is always such. So constantly try to do it in different ways. What does it mean to be connected? Let's, how to break it into details. It means that I bring the spirit to everyone, the good spirit, the fighting spirit. When we go and connect, and in the connection, we discover the Creator. It's ahead of us. That's it. We've learned all those, the causes for it, the reasons for it. Let's do it. What else? Now they're saying the party for a few days for their holidays. Nevertheless, they should go in and listen to a lesson. And not forget about the big Congress, that we're coming to. We're starting to arrange the groups and the lessons and the activities. Is there an address for the Congress?
No.
Do I have an address? So you need to advertise it again. I see that you also don't know about it. And everyone should write there what's good or not good, what they recommend in relation to everything that's happening in the Congress and everyone who stays behind or comes.
All the recommendations you can send to info@kab.co.il if you can show it from the broadcast, info@kab.co.il. And tomorrow we'll give a more detailed update on what's happening and the preparation process, that all of the groups in Israel started this process as students, etc. We're all entering this this together. Zohar lesson. Today you're all invited at 5:30 to 7 p.m. Israel time, broadcasted on Tziva Tova and on social media. Let's sing a song.
מסביבנו לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב. אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה, אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור. העולם יתקדם לו, עליות ירידות ופנינו לאן. הכדור בידינו, יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן. כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים, עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק בו אחד השני. ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל.